Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over the phone and also over the radio and later on the recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful Sabbath, May 5th, 2018. This is lesson 253. This is chapter 4, our new lesson entitled The Good Samaritan. Our opening song to our series is entitled, Here Are My Hands. So all the little ones, here are my hands, help them serve. Let my mouth speak your words, and my ears to hear your voice. Got my feet to follow your path. Got my eyes to see all that you want me to be, and I will obey you with all my heart, and I will obey you with all my heart. Here are my hands, help them serve. Let my mouth speak your words, and my ears to hear your voice. Got my feet to follow your path. Got my eyes to see all that you want me to be, and I will obey you with all my heart, and I will obey you with all my heart. Our opening prayer, dear ones, I would like to request all the little ones, mommies and daddies, or even our guests, to open with prayer, bubble up.
Opening prayer. Lord of heaven, we thank you this morning and evening here that we are able to come together for fellowship. We invite the powers of the Holy Spirit to come and lead us, guide us, whatever we are going to read and learn and hear. Lord, sanctify us, bless us today. Bless everybody who is going to talk before us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, dear one, the opening scripture to our lesson today is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 30 from the King James Version, and it reads, And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. This Sabbath, boys and girls, will begin a new chapter in our lesson entitled The Good Samaritan in our storybook, The Sigh of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Can you all hear me okay? This is Luke chapter 10, verse 25, King James Version. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Luke 10:26 says, He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? Luke 10:27 says, And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself.
Luke 10:28. He said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live.
Luke 10:29. But he willing to justify himself, say unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor?
Sabbath blessings again. Luke 10:32. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. in Luke chapter 10, verse 33. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Amen.
Amen. Today we will cover pages 497 through 498. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in Desired Ages, page 497. Bubble up.
The Desired Ages, page 497, verse 1, paragraph 1, I mean. In the story of the Good Samaritan, Christ illustrates the nature of true religion. He shows that it consists not in systems, creeds, or rites, but in the performance of loving deeds, in bringing the greatest good to others, in genuine goodness. Amen.
And continuing, Desire of Ages, page 497. As Christ was teaching the people, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? With breathless attention, the large congregation awaited the answer. The priests and rabbis had thought to entangle Christ by having a lawyer ask this question. But the Savior entered into no controversy. He required the answer from the questioner himself. What is written in the law? He said, How readest thou? The Jews still accused Jesus of lightly regarding the law given from Sinai, but he turned the question of salvation upon the keeping of God's commandment. Desire of Ages, page 497, sorry, paragraph 2. And then on the slide, on the side, it says, Jesus said to him, What is written in the law? How does it read to you? And it also said here, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, the King James Version. Amen.
Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. What did Christ illustrate and what did he show in the story of the Good Samaritan? And who stood up and tempted Christ as he was teaching the people? What did he ask of him? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The nature of religion, and he shows that it consists not in systems, creeds, or rites, but in the performance of loving deeds, in bringing the greatest good to others, in genuine goodness, and a certain lawyer saying,
That was it.
Yeah,
same question. Desire of Ages, page 197. The lawyer said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Jesus said, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. Desire of Ages, page 197, paragraph 3. And the side says, And thou shalt love the Lord God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. Deuteronomy 6:5. And in the middle sides it says, And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. Deuteronomy 6:6. And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Luke 10:27. And he said to him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. Luke 10:28. And our righteousness is in Christ, and the Lord our righteousness. Amen.
Sabbath blessing to everyone. Continuing the reading, Desire of Ages, page 497. The lawyer was not satisfied with the position works of the Pharisees. He had been studying the scripture with desire to learn their real meaning, amen. And he had vital interest in the matter, and he had asked in sincerity, What shall I do? And his answer as to the requirement of the law, and he passed by all the mass ceremony and ritualities and precepts. Next slide, please. Continuing the reading, Desire Ages 497. For there he claimed no value, but presented the two great principles which hang all the law on the prophet. This answer, being commanded by Christ, placed the Savior in advantage ground with the rabbis. They could not condemn him for sanctioning that which he had advanced by an expositor of the law. Desire of Ages 497, paragraph 4. And Joshua going to read the other side.
Jesus said to him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Matthew 22:37-40.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What did the lawyer say that led Jesus to say, thou hast answered right? This do, and thou shalt live. And why was the lawyer not satisfied with the position and works of the Pharisees? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The lawyer said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God all with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he had been studying the
scriptures
with a desire to learn their real meaning. He had a visitor
vital interest
in the matter, and had asked in
sincerity,
what shall I do?
Desire of Ages, page 498. Hopefully y'all will be able to hear me over Jeremiah. This do, and thou shalt live. Jesus said, he presented the law as a divine unity, and in this lesson taught that it is not possible to keep one precept and break another, for the same principle runs through them all. Man's destiny will be determined by his obedience to the whole law. Supreme love to God and impartial love to man are the principles to be wrought out in the life.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Sabbath blessing, Jeremiah. Boys and girls, what did Jesus present to the lawyer by saying, this do, and thou shalt live? And what lesson did it teach? And what shall man's destiny be determined by? And what principle will be in the life by his obedience to the law? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is the law as a divine unity, and in this lesson taught that it is not possible to keep one precept and break another, for the same principle runs through them all. And by his obedience to the whole law, and the principles to be wrought out in the life is supreme love to God and impartial love to man.
Amen.
Amen. So let's learn our first beautiful scripture song, dear ones. This one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 7 through 11.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. statutes of the Lord are right. Rejoicing the heart, the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yet and much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yet and much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. And in keeping.
Sarah Pages, page 498. The lawyer found himself a lawbreaker. He was convicted under Christ's searching words. The righteousness of the law which he claimed to understand, he had not practiced. He had not manifested love toward his fellow man. Repentance was demanded, but instead of repenting, he tried to justify himself. On the side, it reads, "And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ." And that's from Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. And from Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, it reads, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Amen. I'll give the continuation to somebody else.
Continuing, rather than acknowledge the truth, he sought to show how difficult a fulfillment the commandment is. Thus he hoped to both parry conviction and vindicate himself in the eyes of the people. The Savior's words had shown that his question was needless, since he had been able to answer it himself. Yet he put another question, saying, "Who is my neighbor?" Desire of Ages, page 498, paragraph 2. And on the slide it says, "If you continue in my word, Then are ye my disciple indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And the word parry is a verb, and it's to ward off, to fend off, to evade, to avoid. And it also repeats, yet he put another question saying, who is my neighbor?
Amen. Good job. And that's a good question, dear sister. We will definitely keep it as one of the questions that we will have for the review, so all of us have homework. Question, boys and girls, why did Christ's searching words cause the lawyer to find in him? And how was the righteousness of the law, which he claimed to understand, broken by him? If you know the answer to the question, bubble up.
The answer is the lawyer found himself a lawbreaker under his conviction, and he had not practiced. He had not manifested love toward his fellow man. Repentance was demanded. But instead of repenting, he tried to justify himself. Rather than acknowledge the truth, he sought to overthrow how difficult of fulfillment the commandment is.
Amen. So let us learn another song together there once. And this one is taken from the Spirit of Prophecy book, Ministry of Healing. It was taken from the scripture singing song from the area of the encouraging quotes in page 487, paragraph 2.
If Christ dwells in us, we shall be patient, kind, and forbearing, cheerful amid frets and irritations. Day by day and year by year, we shall conquer self and grow into a noble heroism. This is our allotted task, but it cannot be accomplished without help from Jesus. Resolute decision, unwavering purpose, continual watchfulness, and unceasing prayer. Each has a personal battle to fight. Not even God can make our characters noble or our lives useful. Unless we become co-workers with Him, those who find the struggle lose the strength and joy of victory. Ministry of Healing, page 487.
Among the Jews, the question caused endless dispute. They had no doubt as to the heathen and the Samaritans. These were strangers and enemies. But where should the distinction be made among the people of their own nation and among the different classes of society? Whom should the priest, the rabbi, the elder regard as neighbor? They spent their lives in a round of ceremonies to make themselves pure. Contact with the ignorant and the careless multitude they thought would cause defilement that would require wearisome effort to remove. Were they to regard the unclean as neighbors? Desire of Ages, page 498, paragraph 3.
Amen. Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests. Whom should the priest, the rabbi, the elder regard as neighbor? And why did the Jews disregard them as such, causing endless dispute among themselves? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is the people of their own nation, and among the different classes of society, the heathen and the Samaritans known as strangers and enemies. And they spent their lives in a round of ceremonies to make themselves pure, in contact with the ignorant and careless multitude they taught would cause as defilement that will require wearisome effort to remove.
Amen. So let us learn our last beautiful song together, dear ones. And this one is taken also from the book of John, chapter 8, verse 31 to 32, from the King James Version, from the scripture song singer in the section Patience.
Thank you.
Jesus, to those Jews which relieved on him. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And the truth shall make you free.
Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of the first section of our children's Sabbath school lesson.
It's story time for May 5 of 2018. Next week we'll review this, so remember all the details. Chapter 6, Health and Happiness in the Out of Doors. O Lord, how manifold, or how many, are thy works? In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. Psalm 104:24. From out-of-door life, men and women and children will gain the desire to be pure and guileless or honest. By the influence of the quickening and reviving, this is something that makes you more alive, life-giving properties of nature's great medicinal resources, the functions of the body are strengthened. Did you know that there are things in nature that are better than medicines and drugs? In the book of Revelation, it says, the leaves of the tree of life were for the healing of the nations. Did you ever eat leaves? Did you ever eat lettuce or greens? Then you were eating leaves. Anyway, these medicinal resources, they are medicine and medicinal resources. They are the functions of, they strengthen the functions of the body. That means all of your organs work better. Ask your mama what organs are. The intellect awakened, you can think more clearly. The imagination quickened, the spirits enlivened. The mind is prepared to appreciate the beauties of God's word. That's when you go out and look at nature. The pure air has in it health and life. Pure air is something we don't get in the cities. As it is breathed in, it has an invigorating effect on the whole system. The whole body works better with pure air. In itself, the beauty of nature leads the soul away from sin and worldly attractions and toward purity, peace, and God. When you see the beautiful things of nature, you will have less desire to watch the foolishness on television. For this reason, the cultivation of the soil is good work for children and youth. Some folks think cultivation means plowing and weeding. Did you know that God does not plow the ground? And yet he makes everything grow out of it. I'm trying to grow a garden this year without plowing it. I'll let you know next year how it worked. It brings them into direct contact with nature and nature's God. To the nervous child and youth, it will be especially valuable. There is health and happiness for him in the study of nature, and the impressions made, or the things you learn, will not fade out of his mind, and they will be associated with objects that are continually before his eyes. That's why Jesus taught by stories and parables. In the natural is placed in the hands of the children of men the key to unlock the treasure house of his word. The unseen is illustrated or shown by the seen. That's what you see. Divine wisdom, eternal truth, infinite grace, that's God's grace, are understood by the things that God has made. God has made this world fair because he delights in our happiness. It is the devil that makes things ugly and disagreeable. In order for children and youth to have health, cheerfulness, vivacity, now what's that? The dictionary says vivaciousness and sprightliness, but that doesn't help, does it? Well, it means a full of life, vivacity. And to have a well-developed muscles and brains, they should be much in the open air and have well-regulated employment, that's work, and amusement, that's play. True happiness is found not in the indulgence of pride and luxury or lots of expensive things, but in communion with God through his works. Sons and Daughters of God, page 170.
Amen. Well, dear ones, next week we will be reviewing part one of our lesson, The Good Samaritan. So please have your question. We already have one that was asked in the room concerning the lawyer. So we have homework, dear ones. So you can be able to send it before Thursday or even as late as Friday for the next upcoming Sabbath. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or our guests would like to close with prayer, bubble up.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. We thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our cross-eyed spirits. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong your sight without even knowing. I pray that you may be with us wherever we may go. Let us be able to also be strong and be of good courage. We thank you for laying in the heat that has been hitting us this week to go down and be just plain warm once more. I also pray that you may be able to let us be, keep on enjoying the things that you made in nature, and that we may be able to follow thee wherever we go. Let us be able to keep on learning more of thee and have our faithfulness and nobility in thee. Let us be able to also keep on doing the best and spreading the gospel to whoever wants to learn about it, who wants to understand it. I pray that you may be able to, I pray that you may protect us from any temptations or any trials that we may face alone, but that you may be able to help us overcome anything that the devil may use against us. Let us be able to also be mindful and also be courteous and grateful and obedient and unselfish and diligent, discerning, and also to have to be truthful to one another. We love you, Lord God. Looking forward to being in the land you promised us. This night, Pangee, special. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, next Sabbath, by God's grace, we have part two review of our chapter 54, The Good Samaritan, and that will take place on May 12, 2018. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed. We also prepare activity for the whole family to be able to enjoy. And the little ones, or even the older ones, if there's any word in our storyline that you would like to know and share with us during the review, you can also do that, dear ones. We hope and pray that you were blessed. Have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath, everyone, and those that are listening on the phone as well.